Woodcock. Richard Burgin is the MP for Leeds East, who won his seat in May. He's one of the first MPs to nominate Jeremy Corbyn. Do you think, as a new MP, that Jeremy Corbyn as leader would keep you out of power for 12 years? Do you want that?
Nobody wants to see Labour in opposition, that's in the Labour Party, but I do think it's unfair to characterise Jeremy Corbyn and his campaign as some sort of time travel back to the 1980s. If there's any travelling back in time going on, it's the travelling back in time to the stale, outdated Blairite 1990s. And what did perhaps work electorally in the 1990s wouldn't necessarily work now. And I think one of the great lessons of New Labour is that you've always got to remain in tune with what's going on now, up to date and modern. But I do think,
that
New Labour has failed to learn its own lesson in relation to that.
More tax rises. One of the lessons that some people learned from the last election is that more tax rises, trying to tax businesses more, being unfriendly towards business, doesn't appeal.
Well, the Labour Party wasn't unfriendly to business at the last general election. The reason that Labour lost the last general election, in my view, is because we failed to nail the myth that somehow a Labour government spending money on schools and hospitals caused a global economic crisis. That was a banking crisis caused by the banks, and the clue's in the name.
Do you think that it does go back to the past, though? I mean, it is hard left politics, isn't it, which Labour thought it had abandoned?
Well, it's not hard left politics. I think lots of this is deliberate, politically motivated choice of language. Progress was described as a Labour mainstream group, and Jeremy Corbyn's campaign is described as hard left. And I think both of those descriptions are unfair. The fact is,
well, he has been on the fringes of Labour politics for a long while.
The fact is that neoliberal economics has ruled the roost, regardless of which party's been in power, since about 1979. And who really thinks that's worked in the interests of ordinary people? So I think it's strange that anyone who questions the consensus, the economic consensus that has failed ordinary people, is viewed as being slightly not sensible. I mean, Einstein did once say that the definition of madness is doing the same thing again and again and expecting different results. I think that applies to economics and politics as much as anything else.
Richard Burgin, thank you very much.